For newspapers, it's been a traumatic 12 months. Just weeks ago, heads were reeling from the shuttering of the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, one of the nation's best-respected papers. From the raising of the multi-Pulitzer-winning newsroom of the LA Times to the shrinking of the pages of the New York Times, and a projected $90 million budget shortfall this year at the Boston Globe, which might close that paper too, it really couldn't be much worse. So you can understand why Cal McCaffrey, played by Russell Crowe in the film State of Play, has become a curmudgeon. He's been a reporter for the Washington Globe for 15 years and writes on a 16-year-old computer, surprising it's not a manual typewriter. Della Fry, Rachel McAdams, as tart as ever, but strangely looking much younger, a stylish go-getter to the rumpled, puffy, long-haired Cal who lurks in a cube festooned with paper scraps like a hamster cage, drops by his desk. Della writes the Washington blog, updating it practically as fast as ideas can come into her head. William Holden said to Faye Dunaway in the film Network, "You are television, Diana." Well, you can imagine Cal saying something similar to Della, only about corporate news. For a newsosaur like Cal, the changes the paper is experiencing are synonymous with a loss of integrity. Della is a little awed by Cal's reputation, or very good at flattery, probably both. She tries to weasel a quote out of him. Was McCaffrey's old friend, an embattled congressman, played by Ben Affleck, more movie stars on the way, sleeping with his research assistant? And if not, why did he cry on camera when told of her apparent suicide? Cal tells Della exactly where to go. I'd have to read half a dozen blogs to form an opinion. But as Cal burrows deeper into his own assignment, a drug-related double shooting, his nose, like all movie reporters, it gets him into trouble as much as it makes him brilliant, sniffs something out. Perhaps his story and Della's are converging. The plot is pleasantly complex. It keeps you guessing, if not involved. But you might compare the story to a Ford Taurus. Yes, it gets you where you're going, but you've driven this thing before. There's one in everybody's driveway, and a thrill it ain't. Luckily, there are enough movie stars loitering about that the film is fun to watch. In addition to those already mentioned, there's Helen Mirren as the Globe's editor, fighting against corporate bureaucracy that threatens to gut the paper. There's the underappreciated Robin Wright Penn. She's the congressman's wife. Cal has carried a torch forever. A smoky alternative choice to Pert McAdams. Jason Bateman turns up as a scumbag and does well cast against his grain. Even Jeff Daniels is in this thing. And not a one of them is even slightly convincing. Instead, the stars get to be stars. Take Ben Affleck, for example. He passed the spaghetti to Russell Crowe, I guess, and his high cheekbones, hollows under his eyes, and a diagonal muscle on his brow are new revelations. In fact, with the exception of Crowe, who for my money looked most at home, not in a loincloth wielding a sword, but in a blousy shirt, aiming a musket, none of these actors has ever looked better. Helen Mirren, who can give Judi Dench a run for her money in the sex appeal department, has hair like spun honey. State of Play is not All the President's Men, and it doesn't need to be or try to be. In fact, director Kevin MacDonald even throws in a fun homage or two. Consider the scene in which tension is built by Della simply taking notes while on the phone, or another sequence, a montage of doors slamming in her face. MacDonald uses hyperactive TV music to prep up scenes that really aren't doing very much. But the star power, the newspaper versus blog's subtext, and the kinda sorta tense cat-and-mouse game in that old thriller standby the parking garage are enough for a diversion. Reviewing movies for WFIU, this is Peter Noble Kuchera.